According to Bonnefio, this bowing is done mindfully and with strong, a very strong sadha of faith and virya, or the spiritual will, can lead one to a very stable daily mindfulness very quickly.
Yeah, this is very true. So do we constantly develop the bowing with awareness? Don't try to know. Body and mind move as one. Initially, it doesn't come. Never mind. Patient, like Bojang said, do until it comes. You have to be patient. When it comes, you will know one. With the awareness that surface, suddenly your bowing becomes different. Suddenly, the physical body and that awareness become one. That everything you do, the awareness is real. That is the real training. When you develop sati, when mind enters sati, it is like that. Everything you do is in sati. Kayanupassana. All action, all movement in the present moment. Throughout the day, you just aware. Then because the awareness is so stable, the mental one, the subtle craving, desire, delusion, reaction, stirring of mind, all you can see. Last time you never see. No matter how fast the Paticca-samuppada is, when you are mindful and aware, you can be at that moment before it input the content of consciousness, before that views, opinion, and conditioning wants to go in, the habitual tendency, everything. That's why you can prevent it from arising. Initially, you can't, where you lack mindfulness. So it arises already, then only you want to do something about it. Like you say, I still have anger. It's not to say that when anger arises, his awareness was it. No. He lost control, and the Paticca-samuppada moved so far, he become very angry already. Then the thought, recollect, yeah, just now, why did I become so angry? Then he say, yeah, I still got anger. Then sometimes they go report, yeah, I saw my anger. Are you at the moment where anger manifests? That is the third way, awareness, be with it. Did you do that? Did you do that? Yes, you saw your anger through awareness. Not after the thing over already, your memory, your thought recollect and recall. That one is not you saw. That one is you recall. Understand? That's why ability to see is very different. You need awareness to be aware to see. Then the memory, everything you use for daily living. That's why Jai Krishnamurti able to even go so deep. He said memory got two types. One is mechanical memory, non-psychological. Normal memory, where you used to learn things and other things. Remember your address, how you sign your check and other things. The other one is your psychological memory, your phobia, your fear, your insecurity, your scars of memory. All these are psychological memory. This one you shouldn't accumulate. When you accumulate and you develop delusion, you attach to it, you cling onto it, then it constantly trigger off fear, insecurity. That's why you will have phobia. You will have what they call nightmare. Then it will condition you into what they call depression. Because that thing is already so deeply accumulated into your subconscious and unconscious, the psyche, when it happened, that intense fear, that phobia, that caused it to arise deep inside. That's why to root out that one, you need wisdom, you need understanding, you need to relax, maintain awareness, to see clearly and awaken to it. Then when it loses its power, then you realize all this get released out and it never accumulate again. That's why to root out habitual tendency is not easy. To root out all this deep phobia, fear is not easy. You need very stable mindfulness to awaken, to the teaching.
Also, according to the Buddha, 14 roads if we pay respect sincerely to our elders and worthy ones. The 14 are Ayu, Vanu, Sukhang, and Balang. Their meanings are Ayu, long life, Vanu, fair complexion, Sukhang, happiness, and Balang, strength, both spiritual and physical. All these four blessings are very important for having a good life.
So make a note, eh? The benefits of bowing. So much benefit, and it can bring for the way. Not only is mindfulness training, it's a meritorious action. Then, through all this meritorious action, you do it frequently with understanding. You never know. Somebody you pay respect to, if he is one of the enlightened ones, or Aryan, or unique, or great. Then, like the Hokkien say, jia li liao, you know what is jia li liao, it cannot finish. Means the merits that you suddenly accumulate without you knowing. Yeah, you only pay respect, understand? And respect is one of the marital sections. It's a virtue. It's a parami. So your ability to pay respect. Four things go when you pay respect to your elders and the worthy ones. Ayu, wana, sukang, palang. These four things most people want it. Ayu is long life. Wana is fair complexion. Sukang is joy, happiness. Then palang is strength, physical and mental strength, spiritual and mental, physical strength. So all these are beautiful, huh?